It's Sunday, August 2nd, 2020. Today's episode is called Dealing with People, the Golden Rule, and Karma. I'm late posting this episode because I spent the day with my granddaughter, Araya. She and her mom and her brother live with me, but I rarely get her alone all day. It was actually wonderful being with her. She's very demanding, though. She really wanted to do my nails and put makeup on my face. But she's four and has a short attention span, so I would change the subject or suggest something else and we'd move on. But I'm not going to be able to delay this much longer. Once I let her polish my toenails, I posted a video of it on my Instagram feed. My toes were stuck together for days. It's great having these little beans in my life, but I'm really into my work projects and I find that I'm impatient with them. I just want to get back to my computer and my website and podcast and videos. Yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm very impatient and grumpy. And so it is with great dismay that I confess that I've become my father. I'm not happy about admitting this. I'm shocked and, well, I'm unhappy. As I've aged, I find myself doing some of the things he once did that really annoyed me. Things like turning the volume up on the television, asking others to repeat their sentences, and being grumpy. Now, I've always been a little cranky. I'm impatient. One day I snapped at my daughter and she said, "Okay, Poppy," her grandpa. That hurt. And then it hit me. She's right. How many people do you deal with each day? And of course, I'm talking about communication, one-on-one communication. How do you treat them? If you are, say, 20 to 40, how do you treat older people? If you are older, let's reverse the question. How many young people do you tolerate each day? Are you patient or are you bitter and angry? Let's face it, dealing with people is difficult. We can blame it on age, too young, too old, or on age groups. Oh, those spoiled millennials. Or you baby boomers ruined the planet. But frankly, it's not about age or generations. It's just about people, humans, human nature. My daughter is a young professional and she works with many experienced colleagues who are close to retirement and they don't always treat her with the respect she believes she's earned. And she has. How, she once asked me, do I deal with them? I don't want to snap and say, yes, I'm aware of this or that or whatever we're talking about. My response to her, deal with them the way you would like to be treated. Be courteous and respectful. Yes, my friends, it's the golden rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated, especially when you're communicating with them. Also, I really believe in karma. The golden rule is not so much a pop culture phrase, but karma has definitely weaved itself into pop culture. I found this on ideapod.com, and this is a quote. The word karma means action, not fate. In Buddhism, karma is an energy created by willful action through thoughts, words, and deeds. We are all creating karma every minute, and the karma we create affects us every minute. Now, it's common to think of my karma as something you did in your last life. I'll include the link to this article in the description. This is another quote. It's from a Buddha master's simple explanation of karma, and it kind of repeats what I've already said. Karma is an action, not a result. The future is not set in stone. You can change the course of your life right now by changing your intentional acts and self-destructive patterns. This sounds so great. And I'm going to repeat it. Quote, you can change the course of your life right now by changing your intentional acts and self-destructive patterns. Now, it's a beautiful thought, but anybody who's struggled with any kind of addiction knows it's not easy. Can't just say this and make it happen. It's work. You got to work it every day. You've got to fight the fight every day. Nothing is ever easy. I have numerous self-destructive patterns. I drink too much caffeine. I watch too much TV. I don't spend enough time meditating and counting my blessings and living in the moment. I am short-tempered, especially right now with all this pandemic stuff. People are dying and others don't take it seriously. And it's the election season, and I'm very, very much a political junkie. So I've decided I'm not going to cut down on caffeine or stop watching movies, but I am going to work at being less grumpy. I'm going to live in the moment and think before I say something nasty or sharp. I'm going to work on being less like a grumpy old man. And I'm going to reach for the woman I admire most in my life, my mom, who was very patient and kind and dear. Let's work on something, shall we? It's karma. Dealing with people is not easy. Communicating with people is not easy. I'm going to work on some karma. I'm Gloria Moraga. It's Sunday, August 2nd, 2020. Please subscribe to my podcast and please share. Change your self-destructive patterns. Change one. Work on it. Karma.